Marvin Zayin, hit the mitzvah slish. The Gemara says, comes out, you have three mitzvahs, you're kind of doing, you spend all your money. So Gemara says, no, it means slish the mitzvah. What does it mean, a slish the mitzvah? And Tam says, which is the first thing of Shulchan Aruch, it means that if you have two asroigim or two sefer Torah in front of you, so kiss the makar for the mitzvah zekim, aveyo, esnol. From the mitzvahs, Gemara Kampam Mishan says that you have to be do mitzvahs in a nice sefer, you have a sefer Torah, and you have a nice mezuzah, esrogin, that's makar for the mitzvah. There's a shayla whether it's deraisa derabanan. That was more says zekim aveyo, you have to have a hidden mitzvah. Because Agmar is a shayla. When you that way you have to do shlis, it's just milagar. What's the shlis? The shlis milagav or shlis milabar? How do you figure out the shlis of the price, or you have to add a shlis more? And the more doesn't give a pshitas. So the Rosh says that being that there's no pshitas, you say suffer the bun lakul. I've heard of it says there. I sell them. I remember in the Rosh. So the Rosh shows that the whole concept of hidden mitzvah is only going to be a derabon and the alma. Arts and Rishonim, not like that, but like, well, there's a Rosh to say that it's only going to be Darabanan. Someone has told to Rashi. The Rashi says, why is Yavish Pasal? The little Yavish Pasal, why? What does Rashi say? No, Rashi doesn't say, oh, that's Taisvis. Rashi says, Zekim Aveil. And that's why it's going to be Pasal, that they would, that maybe I'll be right, Kassas as the Rice, so it doesn't sound like it's Darabanan, the Gipsal. Huh? No, I'm not saying that. I'm going to start at the bottom. Like, the Gemara says.
No, I'm saying before
the verse. So the Gemara is like, Asha, I, the Chayv, you have three mitzvahs, that's shlish. So this means that's shlish of a mitzvah. That's what it means. It doesn't mean you have to pay a third amount of money for each mitzvah. It means you have to spend a shlish of the mitzvah. Now, what does that mean? Nechakarishan. In the Talmud, if you have two asoigim, two sovetayar, one's nicer. And you're working this way, two prices. One's 200 shekel, one's 300 shekel. So you have to pay up to a third. Up to a third in order to buy the one which is nicer.
Third one than
the
not nice.
Third one than the nice one, that's what, you know, that's what's going to be. That's what we're going to tell. Rashi learns that it's not going that. Rashi is an interesting Rashi. Rashi says, and this means that if you're Shir Mutsumsum, it's not much like Kipadir Kipetza, it's Kedai to be moist of a shlish extra in order to get a bigger asser. Why should you do that? So, push that, why you should get a bigger asser? Plus you say, it's a nice esrog, it's good to get a nice king geshmak esrog. This type is very mahadir, you hold like one of the biggest things is getting a nice big esrog, not like too big, but like, you know, esrog, it's not the esrog, healthy esrog, not like a little tiny one. Mishpura says no. The reason why is, because with cheshinan, that's going to get smaller than a share and come puzzle. There's a whole fascinating new concept of hit the mitzvah shlish. Because they hit the mitzvah shlish, and I'm spending a third extra money to have a mitzvah in the oifen that there's no, like, a nervin or that possibilities. And afterwards, it's going to become mechusah kashir, which is a very interesting concept. You know,
it's totally mastering.
What do you say? It's going to be anything which has a shir mitzvah. So you have to say, Torah is bedik shir mitzvah, so maybe afterwards. Anything which is going to, like, you know, start whatever. No, the head of mitzvah over here is to do a mitzvah in an oifen that is not sad, that you have to have a third to. Berevach, it was not sad, it will come like they pass us. That's, you know, it's a fascinating Hidur Mitzvah ad shlish. Which, you know, so far we have like two concepts of Hidur Mitzvah. There's getting a nicer one, you spend a third more to get a nicer one, that's the first shot. Rashi, it's a different lumdis, it's a lumdis of spend extra third month of money and make sure it's going to be kosher the holidays. So Berlach brings down that let's say you have something which is a machlekes rishonim, we pass this kasha. Machlekes kasha, pasul achraz is kasha. He says over there, even though achraz is kasha, there'd be a hidden mitzvah to spend more money to yurtz the chaladeis. That also goes into the mitzvah. That's his concept. You know, it's to do the mitzvah life and belishim shayas, belishim anything, that also goes into the mitzvah. Therefore, you have something like machlekes rishonim, machlekes, rabbi ash, whatever. Between whatever. Ramal passes like that. But the Indian, even with Kapaska not like that, the moist of a shlish, in order to, that shouldn't be b'chal any, shouldn't be b'chal any shaylas. The Messiah Shisham and Shai Precious, if I remember correctly, right? It's like Chilik of Precious is to be like, do a mitzvah, the Machmer, and do a mitzvah to, you know, be yitzah, to be yitzah, to be yitzah, to be yitzah all the day. Fine. So let's go through the two shishes again. Officially, you always have two asoigim. You go ahead and you always buy the one which is, you buy the one which is a third more expensive, and that's life and how you do it. Now, is that talking about we bought it already, or it's only before only before you buy it? Now, let's say you bought it already. Is there any end? You have to go ahead and exchange it in. So Machai brings down that you bought an Esrig, then you found something which is bigger. So you have to trade it in. We'll come back to that before that. Just there's an interesting shayla of benegia. So kids were saying that you're supposed to add on a shlish more in order to get something which is nice. So first, whenever you walk into the store, so there's always a lot of different prices. So like, you know, how does that work out, right? It'll be endless double size. So Belacha says that lo yichul of el parmishan b'vad. You only bechiv do it the first time. I'm bechiv keep constantly always. I find esrog. Oh, that guy find a nice one. Keep on going up and up. And if you have to do it one time, then look at the Devah Saif. And if you have to do it one time, otherwise, it'll be Inla Devah Saif, and therefore, there's no injury. You only have to do it one time. So, the interesting shot like this. Some people have, they buy Esrog, they say, how much does Esrog cost? You bought Esrog yet? Huh? Oh, wow, okay. Then, do you have Esrog back? Do you have extras? Do you have one of those, what do you store your Esrog back? Do you have Esrog backs? Carver box. Okay. Some people have silver ones, which cost a lot of money. So first of all, once I say like, is that like a busy mitzvah? You spend like $300 on your esrog. You spend $3,000 on your esrog box cover. Like, you know, like what are you doing? But okay, it's ministry.
Every year. It's every year.
Well, over time. Okay, fine. So. But is it a, okay? Fine. I mean, it's not a problem. Say it. Well, Kapanim, the shayla is there either mitzvah in esrog box or not? Well. Oh, so put on a crown sefer. So the shayla can write from it says the middle of the sefer Torah is brought down this hidden mitzvah. So yesh lachalak, because the middle brought on the sefer Torah is tashmish kedusha, and it comes against the chafsa kedusha and he's gedizo and has kedusha sefer Torah to it. Just putting the esrog, storing your esrog in an esrog box, that's not a nicer mitzvah. It's not a nicer sefer Torah. It's not a chelik of the mitzvah. It's just a thing which you're holding it. Like a fancy talus bag, same thing. Fancy talus bag. Is there any Indian or not? So these are Kafachayim Rish babies. He writes like, yeah, nice Abdullah holder. You get, you know, he writes that.
Yeah.
Well, Neuro Yeshlach. Remember the same Shaila? But being Yom Hashem, Rabbi Yashu says Indian. Just Chaviv is a mitzvah. No, real. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a chiluk of the mitzvah. Now, Neuro, you can clear. Is the silver menorah a chelik of the menorah, or it's just the ish? You know, they can clarify whether it's just the ish is that's a mitzvah, and that's just holding it, or, you know, is there did to have a menorah, or you just have to have eight lights? You know? What? That's Yefi? So what? Is it the mitzvah? Or just give me some mitzvah, say. Just give me some mitzvah.
Or?
Yeah. So kids are supposed to be at Shlish. Now the bit discusses, let's say they're they're shooting up the prices. Is this still Indian to be Mahadir at Shlish? He's saying just prices are going up and up and up, and he's saying Shlish, and everyone's spending more on Shlish. And the prices are skyrocketing. So Mabit seems to say that if it's skyrocketing, you don't have to do it. The question is, what is he talking about? So the Magen Avraham understands the Mabit to mean that you don't even have to do the shlish. Raising prices, don't get lost, and you don't have to do the shlish. They say tshuva, when he brings down the Mabit, he just says he's going on the other chiyuv a bit. It says, at shlish is a chiyuv. More than the shlish, it says afterwards, the kishbroch is moisef. It's not a chiv to do, but it's min hashamayim. You'll have to do it. Even though that's not a mitzvah, it's not a chiv. Come on, you're like a chesh b'chol pei ma'aze. So, the shaychu wants to learn them a bit, so I'd rather shlish about they have to go in and do it. You know, the part which is extra, that's where them a bit is saying, that's them a bit saying them to do it. Now a second. Now it's brought down that there's inyan to spend money on mitzvahs, right? Everyone knows Shmuel writes that he came from the Zayar by copy buying Aliyah for Hashem Yom Kippur. So he writes over there that there's inyan to get Aliyah for Hashem Yom Kippur and the Dafka to pay for it. And a mitzvah which is you pay for is a grace of Zach. Basically, it's a big inyan to buy, spend money on mitzvahs and do like that. There is even an interesting Jewish Torah Lishma which discusses you have a choice. You got an esrig as a present, and you got an esrig which is nicer, or esrig which you spend not as nice. What should you do it? Torah Shmuel would say the mile of spending money on a mitzvah is a yoifi in the mitzvah, and do that more than a nice mother to get esrig. Very fast. Torah Shmuel, I think, is something not. Chachisvi is chaylik. This is not valid to the mother. There is an Indian like that. So now, if you want to know, can you use meiser money to go ahead and. Right. So for Maisa money is for everything. It's like this. Buying Esrig, you definitely cannot use Maisa money because it's a chiyuv. You can't use Maisa money, which is a chiyuv. You have to do. You have to do it. The Shaz and the Mitzvah can use Maisa money. So it's like this. If you give a chaymish, when it comes to Maisa, right? There's Maisa and there's chaymish. Well, those are basic. I mean, I regular it like this. The guy knows you have to give a chaymish. If it's 20%, if they're kaimanim, or if they're name around, if there's any name around, you have to go chaimish, Chavetz Chaim is like choshev a little bit, the many hold that no, there's no chiyuv of chaimish, it's not she's the Rambam, she's the Gaon, and you don't have to go ahead and give a chaimish. Right, so if you're giving a chaimish, or a mesh rice and shuv and gimel side of gimel, then you can use hid or mitzvah. You can from 10th to chumash. If you do that, so much more makel. Right? Much more so. They're able to use meiser money for hid or mitzvah. On the actual meiser. It sounds like it's more like the not to. Something more like the not to go ahead and use meiser money. Yes, yeah, so I'm sorry, because I got hidden mitzvah, just discuss it one more time. Walk into the store, what's the hidden mitzvah? So according to some each time, all the hidden mitzvah is, don't get a shir mitzvah, get to be a little bigger. And as if a shir, that's like 100 grams, get 133 grams. That you should have no sudden that'll end up going bustle. The other mile is, buy a third more. Now what does it mean a third more? Basically means a third more for something which is kosher. Find what's kosher, and buy it and spend a third more. So you want to know about the mechirot, and the kaimim didn't hit the mitzvah shlish then? Let me think about that. What's the answer to that question now? You're buying Esrig for 70 shekel, but Batsam is worth much more now. Because Batsam, it's worth 300 shekel, right, in a regular store. So, I would think, yeah, and there's no.
Maybe you should spend
it. You should. Why? Right. So, if you're buying, spending money, how much money to spend? Yeah, it's worth that. Real didn't negotiate. Came in, pay whatever, pay what?
And the Mechia, I'm only going to get 300 shekel.
Then I'm going to do it. Hidden mitzvah is a third more than what's kosher. So you have a third more kosher. You're adding a third more.
Kosher. Why is something kosher? Esrog will cost you
50 shekel. Right. Okay. Third more. So you have shekel. That'd be hidden mitzvah. Afterwards, it's just, not just for the, that's just my list. Just my list. And it's brought down even after trade it in. Even after the garden lease goes out, even if you bought one and you find it afterwards a nicer one, so you'd have to like trade it and sell it in order to get something which is a third nicer. Because I think basically we are making a mitzvah of a hiderav, and we spend the dakta, we spend much more than the minimum by a third, and therefore bechlal there is no shayla kapi. Hidden mitzvah is a chiyuv. A third more than a minimum share, a third more than that definitely is a chiyuv. It just 2 minutes. He mentions that how much you have to spend for mitzvah is avaz yetz v'chamish. That's more than chamish. Why? Gemara says because maybe you come poor and you're gonna need any matzah chabrias. Therefore, the luck is not like more than you're not like more than a chamish of your money away. So I think most people have this to be saying, right? You can't get more than chamish of your money away. I remember the guy came to all excited that he has chap now this year because. He just scrapped that matanis. If you ain't, I mean, that's you can use nicer money. Not a problem. So this month he could give, more than a chemish because he gives that's not considered nicer money. And if he's able to give, you know, give extra money to matanis, that doesn't count for the chemish. And if he's able to give more than a chemish, but like bottom, most people don't have that issue. Now, is ever mutter to give more than a chemish? So a couple of times brought down it's mutter. One is, what's really can't give more than a chemish? Maybe you're gonna die. Maybe you're gonna become poor. And you need people, so don't give away all your money, save some money for a rainy day. Well, if you're dying, so there's no problem. Shtei Rama says in Yaradeya, on your deathbed, there's no problem giving more than a chaymish, because you're not going to need people anymore, and it's not a problem. Ma'imar Muskar Rama says, what's the best thing to do with your money? He says, give it to your kids. The Rama brings that. Yeah, the best thing. To extent, it means to. I've had a certain amount you're supposed to, you know, support any set of money if there's a schuss for you. And you know, and definitely better to give mechayim than lachar misa, in terms of. But there is any of setting up a port down any of a karen alumni or things like that, that money would be given for you. But that's it says up to at least the raven money the mother when you should save for your kids. That's one time. Another time, chakazam mizan somebody who's a very very rich asher muflag. So he's not gonna come poor. You don't have to worry about it. He gives 40% of his money. So let's say he made $50 million this year. So he gives away 30 of them. Still has 20 million. Still has 20 million left profit this year. So you don't have to worry about the people who come poor. You know, sure, muflik, that doesn't apply. Another case is pidyon shvuyim. We said it's more than ayvazus mechamish. Talmud Torah, right? The Shita brings down the lama levatayim. Lama levatayim doesn't apply. So one or two other places right now. Yeah, so that's what comes with having. Now, let's say you have to give all your money. That someone's going to give a lav, so you have to give up all your money in order not to be over on a lav. Techacha, this comes with Negea. Techacha. So let's say you're in the workforce, and you give techacha, they're going to fire you. Or. So there are more rights that you're not mechuyev. I have to give all your money, it's only lav she's my maisa, even lav she ain't my maisa. But the chalk is a mitzvah say, it's a chitachia. It's not a, you know, it's not a lav. It's only a say, it's not a lav. I'm gonna go stop it.